But while I was listening to this, reading the statement of the tragedy and everything, and 10 people had got killed, 10 people were shot, and 13 was three, and three of them was injured. This is really something that we have to try to be careful of or look at, because there are many lone wolves out here, and they are trying to, just do what they want to do. They don't care who it is. They don't care which community, which city they in. It's sort of like a sickness, and you just can't go around hurting your fellow man. The way the things are here, we want to say sorry in the city, because we got so much going on that it's the beginning of sorrow. Well, it's far beginning of sorrow, but that's one of the verses that I read. And when the way things are now, people just don't care. It seems like in the city, and in the city times, we have people forgotten at our own fellow man, our own fellow sister. It's like, I don't care who you are. If I'm out to hurt you, I'm going to hurt you either way that goes. It's good. They're gonna try to, I think they go home and sit back and write this down, plan this up on what they're going to do. And you know, really you can't, really by rights, you have time to think about it before you do the crime. These terrorists in other countries, this terrorist in another city has was overseas, and I never thought, I mean, understand the terrorists, because they've been fighting overseas for years and years and years, thousands of years, and they cannot even get along with each other without fighting. As soon as one set die down, here come another set, and it goes on and on and on. Well, it seems like here, things has changed. A lot of things has begun to change. Abortions, right to abortions is about to go be put on the back burner, and we start to come outlaw. Voting rights and all this other stuff. From what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing, people are trying to pull things together. But there's only those few bad apples that don't want it to be together. You got those bad apples don't just want everything one way. They're trying to get it back like it was back in the 50s and the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and a little bit of the early 60s. But, you know, we have to try to learn one thing, that is to learn to love each other. And it seems like, from the verse from the Bible says, our brother and sisters in this time and age, there's always someone who's planning to harm you. There's always someone that's trying to do things that they don't like. We got some things that we don't like. We got people that things that we do like. We have people that don't like what you're doing, don't like how you're doing it, and don't care how they don't. You got people out there that just don't want you to get ahead. And it seems like when there's peace in the city, peace in the valley, everybody wants to try to hurt somebody, and that's not good. You know, we should get to learn one another. Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit help us as in our weakness. And our weakness is when we let others, all of us, how to hate. And that's what's going on. It's a lot of hate going on. You had so much, I can't hate you and you can't hate. It's been going, even though back during the time of City Bull, Crazy Horse, and all them got Indians right there, when they were the first Native Americans that was here in the city, in the country. But they taught our people how to plant food, how to grow food, how to survive off the land. But I'm gonna say this, soon you get something, There's always someone that don't like what you're doing or don't like what you got. They're going to try to take it away from you, and they're going to try to show some jealousy there. I'm jealous of you because you got this. I'm jealous of you because you got that. You the best thing for doing that is try to love one another and love each other. Even down our young folks, our young people today, they are lost. When I was their age and we was coming up through the teenage age, we had places, things to do, places to go. You didn't hear a lot of this going on, a lot of this violence and everything going on. You hear it once in a while. Sometimes we may hear things that during my time beyond day, there was always the YMCA or they have like Friday night dance, or school would have a Friday night dance, and then maybe somebody else have a party at their house or some recreation center. There's always something going on, and if there were fights, but they were not as bad as they are now. You didn't hardly hear anybody, a teenager or somebody younger than around our age carrying a weapon. Maybe so, but you didn't hear about it. You didn't hear about what they had, because there's always a way that they snuck in to get it, snuck it in where you can't see it. And when you do that, when they did that, you walk in there, you walk out. I mean, that's the way it was. But now, it's too much going on now, you know. And this is sorrow in the city. You got things, you got some stuff that's so corrupt and so unbearable that you don't know who's who or who's doing what. Let me go back for it on something a few times, something I wrote a while back. You know, sorrow in the city is like we have people, you can't tell who they are. You got men dressing like women, women dressing like men. You don't know if it's a man or woman. That's one. That's set number one. Set number two, you got some of these other big officials, they're doing so much mess. And I mean, like everything that's going on is always undercover. It's never, it'd be so much undercover that it's always here. But see, sometimes it's going to be a time, the cover right now is slowly pulling off. It's coming off, slowly coming off. Now, regardless of what you're doing, it's always going to come up in the light. I don't care how long it takes, how long it's going to be, or how long it's going to stay there. You're going to stay there. But sooner or later, it is going to come out of the open. The way things, like, you know, if Johnny Taylor had a song called
"No Number,"
everything's out in the opening. And when that happens, you don't know who you don't know what's going on, what you're doing. Because when you got stuff in the open, that's it. People don't even care about stuff in the open anymore. There were times when friends of mine had told me to do something, and I didn't like it, I wouldn't do it. And when I didn't do it, that was just that. You didn't do it. But you know, people have a way of persuading people of doing things. It's back in the old gangster days. I mean, I watched, seen stuff like back in the old gangster days, how they had, the big time gangsters had their stoolies or their flunkies, I'm gonna say their flunkies, do what they want to do, have them do what they want. Then do it, you know, you got hurt. But, you know, like this sorrow is a sign of weakness. It's a sign of cowardice. It's a sign of, it's a sign that I don't have no feelings of what you do. And when you don't have no feelings of what you, of what's going on, you will never think about, have no compassion. You're just going to go ahead and do it. You'll be a cold-hearted soul. Sorrow is a thing that I don't care if I do it, don't care if I don't. It's just like a compassion. I don't care. And when you don't care, you just don't care who you hurt or who bothers you. We got to learn one thing about sorrow, that you got people out here, you got people out here in the streets. Shouldn't be out sleeping in the streets. That's another thing of sorrow. You got too much homeliness, too much hunger. And, you know, as I go to work every day, come home, work from work day in the day, and in the afternoon. There are people out there in the 365 days a year. Don't hot, cold, warm, don't care what the weather is, they're out there. And that's another part of sorrow. I call that sorrow a self-pity. You know, I want somebody to feel sorry for me, so I'm gonna waddle in this self-pity. Self-pity is not good for you, because it can kill you. You can kill yourself in that self-pity. You can run around looking sad and take your own self down to the ground. And when you do take your own self down to the ground, that means you did it yourself. You can't blame everybody for your downfalls. The only way you do, you got to pick yourself up and get going with your own self and with your own stuff. You can't go around being, shall I say, well, just because you got it, I don't like what you got. I'm going to tell you what you got. You got to learn, you think you better than me. It's not that. It's because you feel yourself. That's a part of sorrow, of saying being sorry for yourself. Been there, did it, and done it. But there's a time I came out of it. Because I knew what I had and I could use, and that kept me out of it. The Heavenly Father kept me out of it. The good Lord kept me out of it. And that was that. But we got things we have to learn, we have to do, we have to try to get it all together, get ourselves together. Our friends, our sisters and brothers, the families, that the loved ones, that lost the ones they love, they need to be a little more understanding. When things don't get to the point that you hate to see yourself do things, you just gotta wonder. Why? You know, why does this happen? Why is it happening? Let's take self out of the picture. Why it's happening? Why it is happening? Why is it going to happen? Oh, well, should I do it or should I not? There's a reason why you can't do it. There's a reason why you can't. There's a reason you can do it and you can't do it. You understand that I got time to think about it, to do what I want to do. Either I can go for the bad way or go to the right way. You have to make the decision yourself how you're going to do it and how you're going to make it the right way and how you're going to do it the wrong way. But the understanding is you got to get out of that, stop thinking about sorrow and get out of self-pity. And when you get out of that self-pity and out of that sorrow, you see the bright side. Now let me go to the bright side of things, the happy side. Once you leave sorrow, and once you get away out of the city of sorrow, and you decide to come to the bright side, they say every dark tunnel, there's a light at the head that you go in, there's a bright light. You go towards that bright light. That light you go to is just have more happiness, it has more understanding, and all you have to do is walk to that bright light. At the end of that bright light, Jesus Christ is waiting for you at that bright light. There's a song that says Jesus is waiting, and he's waiting for all of us. The bright light is there. The bright light is there to welcome you. And once you get into that bright light, once you go towards that bright light, you will always, always see the goodness and happiness. And there are times you can take yourself and help somebody. See, I've been there. I've always been there. And, you know, I've been there, and I'm there, and I've been there, and I'm back. You have to understand that when you're there and back, it's just as good and beautiful. You know, you won't have time to think about what you're gonna do to your enemy. You won't have time to think about what you're gonna do to your brother or your sister. You don't have time to think of the danger, the evilness in your heart that you wanna do. Once you go to that bright side, the other side of sorrow, and walk into the light, you have more love, more compassion for everybody. You have more love for other things that people do. I'm not saying interfere with their lives or interfere with their business, but because their business, and what they do in their business is not yours, it's theirs. And if they want to share, they can share. We must understand that when the bright days are coming, they are the happy days. And when the dark days come, they are the dark days. Let the dark days and the dark light stay where it is. Put the happy day where it belongs, and put the happy day where it should stay. Because we need the happy, need to be happy, not sorry, not living in sorrow, not living in shame. We have to learn to love each other. And as you walk away slowly but surely, the sorrow, it's not going to get rid of it real quick. It's not going to get rid of you. It's not going to go fast or like that. It's going to go away slowly but surely. You have to mark down what you're going to talk about or how you're going to start. You start off with the first one first. You start with that problem first. You work on that one until you get that one together. It's going to be there, but you work on that one until you get it out of your system. Second one, you say prayer. You say a prayer to help to get out of it. I should switch it around and say prayer first to get you away from that system. Then prayer will change that and get you out of that problem. Third thing is to make a little happier, a little brighter, a little brighter, and a little happier. Because you won't have time to look at the sadness or the sorrow. It's too much sadness going on around here. It's too much sadness, sorrow going on around here. Everybody's trying to be happy. And it's so much that's going on with it. You are really, really, really doubting yourself. Or you really forget about how you started. Sometimes sorrow will sneak in on you without you knowing it. And once you let it sneak in without you knowing it, and all of a sudden, if you catch it, oh no, I'm not going back there. What I need to go back there for? No, I got away from you. I'm going to stay away from you. I'm going to hold my head. I'm going to keep walking. And this is what you got to learn to do. Start getting some things. Find your best, your favorite hobby. The one thing that you love the most. The one thing that you like doing the most. Hide yourself in that. A lot of things I have, things I hide. I have one thing that I love the most, and that is my music. And I will hide myself in the music in a minute. It helps me. It pulls me out of my depression, which I used to have to be depressed, and it'll pull me out of things that I don't need to be involved with. Some come and get gonna make me do something with something make me mad, sad about, and a piece of sorrow want to come back on me. First thing a song will come up in my ear, and I hear listen to that. And once you listen to that, you ain't got that time to it. It could talk, tell you no, and you listen. But really, as they say, when music come and somebody's talking, putting you from sorrow, that's the Lord talking to you in song. And you listen to him, and while you listen, sorrow has no way to get to you. Because once there are times, there's things there that we don't see, and there are things that what we don't see, the enemy see. And what the enemy see, and you come back on, he'll get scared and they'll run. No, I don't want to get part of that. They'll get away from you. And that's how it works. As long as you see you so happy, things, your blessings begin to become flowing and flowing and flowing and flowing each and every day. And the things that, there's goals that you set, there are goals that are set for you that you don't even know that will come up to you. And there are goals that pop up in your head. Well, I didn't know. And you think about it, and you think about it. And you say, well, I don't know if I should do it or not. Then all of a sudden, it sneaks in on you, and you do it. You do it. My goal was to play music and be one of the best, be one of the top gospel groups out there I can get with and play for. And that was my goal. And still, I have another goal, which I'm working on now. And this is it, what you see. You see, I'm still trying to work on another goal. This is keeping me, all these things, it's all this good stuff that come to you, it's keeping you away from sorrow. You don't have time to argue. You don't have time to fuss with nobody. You don't have no time to get in a fight with nobody. You try to avoid it the best way you know how. You try to avoid it the best way that you can. And when you do it the best way that you can, you will always be at your best. You need, and when you're at your best, the Lord's with you, and the Lord will always be with you anyway that he always there. He never left you. Like they say, he never leave you, but we leave him. But he's still waiting on us with open arms. So you know this thing of sorrow, it's gonna die down slowly but surely. It's gonna die down. It's gonna slide down. There's some other things I would like to say, but I'm not going to say. But right now, you know, it's about us. It's about us getting together. It's about us to be happy. It's about all of God's children. It doesn't matter who, what color the skin or anything. It's about all of us. And we should get together, because we got some bad apples out there and we got the good apples. As they say, one rotten apple is worth a whole bunch. And you're going to run into them bad apples just about every day. Every day there's a bad apple. Every day there's a good apple. If you can separate the bad from the good, the world will be a lot more better. But you can't do it, because there's always some in the bad apples in that mix. You may not see it. You may not know it. But there's a bad apple all the time in the mix. And it's going to stay in the mix. And the mix is there. When you mix stuff up and you try to fix all the good agreements and try to taste it, it tastes good. But somewhere along the line, something in that good mix of whatever you mixed up, there's that sorrow. There's sorrow. And he's going to find some way to get in your design, or in your mixture, or in it. And there's some way the bad apple, there's always someone bad that they just can't stand what you do and don't like what you do. They hate what you do, and if they don't realize, then they're living in their own sorrow, and they trying to get in. They don't want to get involved with. They blame you for what they were, where they failed at, instead of stop taking a look at themselves. And heck, I failed. I failed myself. And they didn't really take care of to look at it. So we need to try to get ourselves together and leave sorrow alone. Because sorrow is not always with you. And sorrow is always not going to be with you, because it's not your friend. He is your enemy. And once he's your enemy, he was always going to be your destruction. He's going to take it to demise. He may say, hey, we can do this and we better, we good friends. No, he's not your good friend. He is your enemy, and he loves to be your enemy. And we have to learn that when you're somebody's enemy, you don't want, you're your own enemy. That's not your, you're your own self-enemy. You put yourself through that. And you, the only thing you got to do is you got to get yourself to get on a self-preservation, and you will be good. All things, you can do all things with Christ, but some things you can't do without Christ. Christ is there with you always. and you have to give him, you have to, he shows you love, you got to give him love. So my friends and people, you have to learn. The sorrow in the city, you have to walk out and leave it there. It's going to always be there. It is always going to be there. And we need to understand the shame in the city, sorrow in the city, and shame in the city are about the same. And I'm trying to say sorrow, shame keep popping up. But shame in the city, sorrow in the city is there. And how many more sorrows are we going to watch upon that's going to come up on us? How many more sorrows that's going to take place? How many more sorrows is going to happen to us, can happen to us? How many more? We don't know. So you can't, it comes when you least suspect it. You don't look for it. You don't be looking for it, but it pops up like that. It jumps up in you. It jumps up. And when it jumps up, that's it. It comes to hit you by surprise. Unexpectedly. Very unexpectedly. But that's how it is. So we'll come up and unexpectedly. We don't need it, we don't want it, but it wants us. Because they say misery loves company. And let don't be miserable. You have to fight the miserable. Because sorrow is miserable. And sorrow is misery. And if you can find one person or one thing to get in sorrow with, he will do it. Exactly do it. He was getting sorrow with you. My friends, that we have to understand that when sorrow is over with, you'll be happy. Because there's a come a time, it's going to come a time. This land going to be turned over. It's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And everybody's going to be happy. Won't be no sorrow, no pain, no nothing. And no death. Because everybody's going to be living eternally when the new heaven and earth comes. So this land of ours, it's a beautiful land. I love this country. I served this country for what, because I wanted to. But we got to let the sorrow go, and we got to let the people go and leave the sorrow alone. Because all the sorrow that you have, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. Because sorrow can take your life and put you somewhere where you don't want to be. It's either in prison or the grave. Prison, you're going to live, but you got to look at the city within itself. That's what I was told. The grave, you're gone here. You're no more. You don't exist anymore. You don't even know yourself anymore. You're gone. You go back to dust. But sorrow is a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous gathering. So we need to understand that we have to love one another and love each other. Because sorrow is always due there. Okay, my Facebook friends, I mean YouTube friends, I can say, hey, I enjoyed being with you, and I will catch you the next time we come around.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Oh, hello, hello, hello to my friends. This is TalkTainmentRadio.com, and you're listening to Stairway to Heaven. And I'd like to give a shout-out to the Core Lab people, people I work for, a few of my friends, Mike. Ladies, Mike, he's a nice guy. He told me just to say, if you just give me a call, talk to Mike. My friend Crystal at Core Lab, and plus the Keys of Harmony and the Baptist Church. I'd like to mention this, that the Keys of Harmony will be at 2816 Bethel Avenue tomorrow night. We're going to have the Little Days Angels on their fourth anniversary. These three young men and women, two women and one young man. And they do tremendous recital on gospel quartet singing. They do their little praise dances. And this is their fourth anniversary. And the father has done a beautiful job with them, taking them kids. He did a beautiful job with them. He had about, it used to be five or four, but it broke down to three, and those three stuck with him. And he's done a beautiful job. Davis Angels three kids. Get a chance. I'm gonna find out where they're gonna be at, and I'm gonna get a chance. Go see these three young people work together, because they worked. They put their heart in it. They really do put their heart in it. Also, the Keys of Harmony anniversary is coming up. I believe it's in July, or June, and I think it's June 10th or July 10th. I'll let you know when our anniversary is coming up. One of Rita Woods will be here to represent the Keys of Harmony, and her and I are going to talk about the group and everything. I've been with the group about 2 years now, and I'm trying to improve on my bass plan. There's some stuff that I learned, and we was off a while. We had sickness in that group, and that kind of slowed us down, and right now we're just not getting back in the groove, so the Keys of Harmony are still together, and we're doing our thing. We'll be doing that thing. We try to get some things. Some things we're going to be doing, which I'm not going to speak about it now, but they will be out. They will be out. So I'll let you know when where we're going to be at then. We're also going to be on the Lyric Supremes anniversary. That's Father's Day. We're going to be on their anniversary, and that's coming up on Father's Day. I think it's their 56th or 57th anniversary that they're going to be on that day. I'll try to find out what Friday Father's Day on and see can I get one of the members here. We got a lot of gospel legends here in the city of Columbus. We got a lot of them. We got J.C. Woods. We got Gloria of Lyric Supremes. We got Bruce, Lil Bruce, the five-star harmonizer. And they're the only three legends still left for us quartet singing here in the city of Columbus. We have the latest ones, Amanda and Richard Hanna of the Golden Gospel Singers. They're gone. Richard Hanna used to be with the Ballinaires. He was lead guitar player. So this is this song here is called by the Abraham Brothers.
And see how good the Lord been.
And I just got this, so I don't have to don't own the rights, but I do have permission to play. Here they are. The
Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with a harp, with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpet and the sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Saints, I don't know about you, but let me tell you what Abraham's gonna do. I'm gonna use just what I have to lift up
Jesus' name.
Oh, I'm gonna
use what I have
to lift up Jesus.
Okay, that was Bishop James Abraham. And they're out of South Carolina. That's how I'm going to use what I need to use. It's by Bishop Abraham Brothers. And use what God told me to use. I just got that, and I just got to talking with Bishop Abraham last week. And I asked him to send me a copy of it, and he's going to send me permission to play it, so send me some more music, so I told him to write me a letter so I can play it. But I hope you liked that one. If producer in Texas who sends me all this music, he told me if you listen, you hear, want any of these groups to come up here and perform, contact through me, Dr. Bates Clark Smith, at 614-817-5588. And we'll see what Brother Daryl J. Jones can do, can work out a plan for you. The concert next year, Gospel Explosion next year, I'm still working on that, cut thing. Excuse me. Still working on it. I haven't mentioned, but I'm still trying to work on it and try and get the groups together. So I got a whole year to get together. We're gonna try to have it at one of the parks here in the city of Columbus. Hope I can get the big commons downtown, but not. We'll go to one on Mount Vernon. I wanted to do that one at the commons downtown. They have so much going on down there, and they have so much happening down there. Why not have a gospel concert right there at the commons? That will, you know, like I say, I might have, hopefully that I can get the gospel, Mighty Gospel Travelers here, or the Soul Redeemers out of Cincinnati. I'm going to try to get either one of those groups here for that thing. They'll be the main attraction if I can. Also, I would like to get a hold of, I'd like to try to get a hold of all of the promoters here in the city of Columbus, and maybe we can all get together, pick on the biggest gospel concert here in this coming summer, next year, outside, and have all the top groups here. Maybe some local groups here, and then have some top groups here in the city. And I'm hoping to see that I can get a hold of, talk to my promoters and talk to the promoters. They're not my promoters, but I know them, and see, can we get this thing rolling next year? Because I was asked and was told somebody needed to do something here in Columbus, and which is true. I mean, all the churches got their thing going. Why not try to build this? Columbus was once a quartet town, and I still believe it's still a quartet town, and we should try to get all the quartets together, like Keys on Harmony, Lyric Supremes, Five Star Harmony Nivers, the Anointed Sons, the Basement Boys. You know, there's only five groups here left. And done back in the day, used to be more than five groups left, like Gospel Clouds, Joy, Spiritual Tornadoes, Golden Gospel Singers, and the list goes on and on. So, you have to try to really wish we could bring them days back. Maybe somebody will bring them days back. I may not be the one, but somebody has probably come along and bring them days back. It's all under the anointing of the Lord. It's all under the anointing of God. So we got to, try to bring everything we can back here. Get this city back like it was, you know. Bring the man back into the church. Bring the man back into the church, because without the man, and then we ladies too, church, and without the help of God, the church would not be here for manpower and late women power and help of the Lord. I mean, we're just his sheep, and we work for him and do things for him and within his name. And I know if we all get together and get with him and do things, bring this thing down, then maybe we can shed some light. Because, you know, if everybody else can pull out all sorts of shows and everything, then we need to bring it here. You know, there's some more anniversaries are popping up. I'm going to try to find out where they are, and then if I get the okay to pronounce them, I will announce them. But we looking for it. So like I said, the Keys of Harmony anniversary is coming up soon. The Lyric Supremes anniversary is coming on. The Keys are going to be on the Lyric anniversary, and we're going to be on the one tomorrow night, 2618 Bethesda and Praise Temple. That's the name of the church. It's right off of Sunbury, and it sits up right up on the hill, and you'll see Praise Temple. And we'll be there at 5 o'clock tomorrow, I believe it is. And they got some exciting groups going to be there. And I can't remember the name of the groups. I'll look it up and see who they're going to be. As soon as I find that, I'll let you know. But we will be there. So remember that. I had a topic. I was talking about Sorrow in the City. And, maybe this will help move the sorrow in the city, and maybe this help get the people together, because we really don't need that much trouble here in the city. We need to bring some happiness, and some happiness will come along. Happiness will get rid of our problems. You know, there's so much going on in the city, even if our young folks don't have no, like, when I was a teenager, we had places to go, and we didn't. And now they don't. We go places, the Y used to give dance, used to get parties. Boys and girls clubs used to get parties, dances. Recreation centers in the neighborhood, they used to have something for the, in my day and age, we had places, always, there was always somewhere to go. And there wasn't that much trouble. But now, the way things are now, young folks don't have nowhere to go. It's always somewhere. They do have places to go, but it's always trouble pop up. Somebody's always going to destroy it. And you can't always destroy something that's happening and something's good. But there's always there, somebody's there going to do the wrong thing, going to destroy it. And he's going to destroy it anyway, regardless of what it is. They're going to destroy it all the time. Even though our senior citizens, they get attacked for no reason at all, and they're the ones we should go to. They should go to and listen to, because they can tell us more than anybody. They can tell you more, tell us things what they went through. They've been here longer than we have, and the things that the young folks are trying to do, we done did that, been there and done that. But we did it in such a nice, decent way. We had respect when we did it. Now there is no respect. There is no yes sir and yes ma'am. It's yes and no. Their languages is not as good as they are. The language should be respectful and crystal clear, but it's not. Because I'm gonna say this, and I hope I don't get in trouble for it, but from what I'm getting, some of the music we heard, it was nice, sweet, and respectful. The music that the young folks are hearing today is nothing but destroy. You know, it's being rude and disrespectful. And the way some of these people disrespectful stuff talk about, you know, they don't have no respect. Some of them don't even have respect for their mother and father or the people in the street. It's always very, very disrespectful. So, you know, we have to try to show some respect, because they're watching us. They're watching how we do. They're watching how we carry ourselves. They are watching us. Not all young people are bad. There's some good, there's some good, like I said, there's some bad apples, and there's some good apples. And now there's always a couple of bad apples gonna mess with the good apples. But like I said, we have to try to encourage our young folks that what you hear is not true. And whoever wrote these lyrics to these songs, you know, they need to take a step back and look for themselves about how they, what they're saying. They're not, they're just putting it out there, and they say it's for the money. Well, if you're gonna do something for the money, make it clean and sweet. Stop making it dirty. But as long as it's out there, there's always gonna be somebody saying stuff that's dirty and bad. There's always gonna be somebody there. So we got to make it kind of clean and then make it sweet. This is the Keys of Harmony. In the heart of the pain, you tell me there's a hand that I can see, y'all. It's leading me. The heart. Okay, that's the keys of harmony is leading me. They are part of Stairway to Heaven, and our anniversary is coming up pretty soon. I believe it's July 10th, that's where we're having our anniversary, and then we'll let you know where it's going to be at and who's going to be on the program and everything. But like I said, tomorrow night, Davis Angel's anniversary is tomorrow at 2816 Bethesda, right off of Sunbury Road. You see, it's a church sits up on the hill. It used to be like, I believe that once was a recreation center one time. But that's where the church is going to be at. That's where the program is going to be at on Bethesda Avenue. Church is called Praise Temples, and it's called Davis Angels. Along will be the Keys of Harmony. I believe the Anointed Sons is supposed to be there, and I believe the Disciples of Christ is supposed to be there also. So these three young people, two young ladies and one young man. They're dynamic dancers. They're praise dancers. They dance to a lot of quartet music, and once you see them, they will. They do their best. They definitely do their best. They're supposed to be buying a, supposed to have a video out. I haven't seen it yet. So soon the video will come out. We'll be able to, I'll let you know when it's coming. I'm going to try to have Elder Davis here so he can talk about the praise dances and everything. I'm going to try to get him come in to talk about his little friends. But like I said, we will be at Praise Temple tomorrow night on the Davis Angels anniversary. And like I said, it's going to be a lot of groups there besides us. Like I said, the Keys of Harmony are just now getting back in shape. We're just now getting back in rehearsal. A lot of things. We're just now getting back and doing everything. And we got some things coming up in the future, which you will know in a minute. We'll know, and that'll be it. When that comes in the future, we'll be happy to we'll let you know when they're coming out. We're working on some things. We're trying to get stuff together. You know, it's when you're with a group, it's hard to either try to keep things together, and sometimes stuff just pop up that you don't want it to pop up, and it will come up. And that's just the way it is. I mean, that goes for any organization that will, that you have, there's always a burden in there, a stone thrown in there, because, I mean, you don't expect to do it, but it just pops up. And also, as you look out, my one of our lead singers, Ernie, asking you to pray for him. He's supposed to be going to surgery. We don't know when, but he said hopefully they don't have to go on surgery with him. I hope we don't have to go to surgery. And that's what we're praying, that they don't have to do it. But he's a guy. We call each other, him and I, we call each other Curly Joe. Remember the three students? Both of ball head. He called me Baldy, and I call him Baldy, but we good friends. And I would say this for Ernie. Anybody that knows Ernie drinks a lot of Pepsi. He does. He drinks a lot of Pepsi. And I'm not, as far as I'm going, I'm trying to, well, I guess it's all right for you to say this, but he's a good friend of mine. And once we get the rehearsal, him and I get started on that Pepsi. We both love that Pepsi. You know, I used to drink it a lot, but I done slowed it all the way down, drinking a lot of water now. Water, Powerade, and stuff like that. Once in a while, I'll sneak in a Diet Pepsi. Once in a while. But like I said, I'm asking everybody to pray for Ernie and all the other families, all the bereaved families that's sick, and those that are shut in, ask you to pray. I'm asking your prayers for them, because we all need prayer, and then we have to get rid of this sorrow and this sorrow that's in our city. And that's not in our city, but elsewhere, all over the world and all over the land. And we do have a lot of sorrow. And it's time. Just looks like, as I say, as my grandfather would say, we're living on borrowed time. And this is where we are. This is borrowed time that we're living on now. I don't know how much longer we're going to be here, but this is our borrowed time all together. And we got to take it step by step and treat it like gold. As I would say, treat things real close. When I run out of stuff, I say I'm going to the end to end of stuff that I use, I always say, well, I treat this like gold. Okay, here's Lee Williams. I learned to lead. Okay, this is that's Lee Williams. I learned to lead, and I'm about ready to tell y'all. This is Dr. Bates. Getting signed out. But remember, the mind is nothing but the garden. What you put in it grows. Don't put no wood nickels and no wood dimes. Learn to love the Lord, learn to lead. And don't go to the city of Saul. Love you. Take care. Here for you. See you next time. Thank you.
Then Jesus stopped by.